let's take a few minutes for pure escapism. Let's go to Neverland, which is where playwright Sarah Rule sends five grieving adult siblings in her new play. One of them is dressed in a Peter Pan suit. It's called For Peter Pan on Her 70th Birthday, and it was written as a 70th birthday present for her mother, Kathleen Kehoe Rule, who played Peter Pan in a children's theater production in 1955. She even met Mary Martin, who can forget her portrayal.
Look at me, way up high, suddenly here am I, I'm flying.
In Sarah Rule's play, the five adult siblings gather to watch home movies after their father's death when one of them notices the character inspired by Rule's mother playing Peter Pan as a teenager, as her mother did.
I think you're about to fly. Oh, Annie, when I was little, I thought flying was real because I watched you fly in Peter Pan. So now when I fly in my dreams, I'm somehow always flying in Peter Pan. It couldn't be more real.
Sarah Rule was a Pulitzer Prize finalist for her plays The Clean House and In the Next Room. She's known for injecting the fantastical into her work. This is the first time she's written her family into the mix. And Sarah Rule joins us from the studios of NPR New York. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about your mom, Peter Pan. Where was it?
It was at something called the Shriners Temple initially in Davenport, Iowa. And then I think they upgraded to the Orpheum. My mother said the Shriners Temple was where they did mysterious things, and the Orpheum was much fancier.
Well, and she meets Mary Martin. She actually leaves her some paper she needed in Mary Martin's dressing room. And what happens?
Apparently Mary Martin signed my mother's script, and I still have the script, to Kathy Peter Pan from Mary Martin Peter. And my mom was so flustered she left it in the dressing room, so Mary Martin sent the script back down with a bouquet of flowers, and then they got their picture taken for the local paper.
Yeah. What impact did that have on your mom, do you think?
Oh, I think she found it utterly thrilling. And, you know, for me as a child growing up, there were all these pictures of my mom flying in green tights around my grandparents' house in Davenport. And then there was this newspaper clipping that I found mysterious and interesting of my mother with Mary Martin. And I think it always left me with these questions about what is the theater, what is growing up, who is Mary Martin, and always the notion that girls can play boys.
Yeah. Well, as a teenager, I'm going to disclose, I directed a version of Peter Pan at a kids' camp, I know, in Plainview, Long Island. We rented a flying harness, and I had these kids bashing into walls and stuff, you know. But it was probably, I think, the most important experience of my life.
Mm.
And as you say, your mom's stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she also, you combine that thought, that thread, with your mom had a lot of losses. Your dad, when he was very young, 52,
mm-hmm.
Her parents. Your play opens in a hospital room in Davenport, Iowa, where five siblings are at a deathbed vigil for their father. Is that your trying to get inside your mom and her four siblings and what happened for them?
I think so. And I think, you know, when my mom turned 70, I was thinking about growing up, what it means to be a grown-up, and thinking that the loss of both parents is often when someone is really forced to grow up. So I think it's no accident that these five siblings begin philosophizing about the afterlife and fighting about politics, but also ultimately going back to Neverland to rediscover their childhood after the family patriarch dies.
And they morph into Captain Hook and the Darling Boys and all the characters. Mm-hmm. So in making these new residents of Neverland,
yes.
Your uncles and aunts and your mother, mm-hmm. what are you doing there?
When my mother was turning 70, I wanted to write a play for her that gave her a new metaphor for death because she was really afraid to die. And I think Neverland became a metaphor and also a place where grown-ups could play and play out various childhood fantasies. And I think Peter Pan is also very much about death, the original material.
Well, J.M. Barrie, who wrote it, I think, after a brother died.
Yes.
In an accident and did not grow up.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think Eugene Ionesco has a quote about when someone experiences a terrible loss, that's ultimately when they stop believing in magic. And I think it's interesting that Jay and Barry, you know, rather than becoming a grown-up after a loss, instead retreated instead into this childhood world of magic. And I was really intrigued reading the preface to Peter Pan, where he talked about, I made this by rubbing the five of you together. You were my sparks, because he played with these five children and he called them one through five. And so then it also seemed to me to be this perfect metaphor for this Catholic family I wanted to write about.
Yours.
There were five siblings.
Yours.
Mine, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so in the script, they actually have numbers one through five. And I really wanted to capture the feeling of a big family speaking and that kind of music. And then to see what happens when that kind of realism, the realism of how I remember my family speaking and talking, shifts into a much more fantastical landscape. People can play out much more.
Well, let's listen to a little of your five siblings in Neverland.
There's the volcano!
There's the Jolly Roger!
It's so beautiful. Sometimes I get a panic attack when I first get to Neverland. Don't worry, it's nothing. Just I hate travel. Airports, train stations, flying.
Breathe, Peter Pan. Deep breaths.
Sarah Rule, do I understand that your mom actually ended up playing the lead role herself in the original cast?
Yes, it was quite wonderful, and she was quite wonderful. We did it at Shattered Globe Theater in Chicago with a director who I've worked with before. And my mom, you know, was an actress in Chicago, and she's won Jeff Awards and works all the time. So, of course, it made sense for her to do the role. When I wrote the play, I wasn't sure if she'd want to play it because I thought it might be too close to the bone. But being an actress, of course she wanted to do it. And I thought the world might implode in some Borgesian sense when my mother played my mother. But instead, it was just deeply charming and satisfying for me to watch.
Oh, no kidding. Satisfying. A picture you've seen your whole life as a child. On stage, you know, give
yeah.
life. And as you said, this was, you know, your mom turning 70 and having fears about mortality. Do I understand that while in Peter Pan, the audience claps, and I weep, to get Tinkerbell, you know, to mm-hmm. come alive, but what happens in your play?
In this play, we actually clap to bring Peter Pan back to life and to make Peter Pan fly. And part of what I wanted to do was I wanted to see a 70-year-old woman fly. I wanted to give a 70-year-old actress the experience of flight. I wanted to give my mother the experience of flight. And
did you put her in that flying harness?
Well, you know, in Chicago, we couldn't afford a flying apparatus, so we figured out a theatrical way to do it, so my mom didn't actually get to fly.
Well, that's probably best.
Maybe that's best.
if anybody with the lines was like me, you know, years ago, but she felt like she was flying.
She felt like she was flying, and for me, that was important because my mother's always been terrified of flying on planes, but never scared of flying in the theater, and so to see her experience flight was quite beautiful to me. And then in New York to see Kathy Chalfant, you know, dress up as Peter Pan and change, you know, a vista in front of the audience, and to see this beautiful woman's body and to see her fly is very moving to me. To see her fly, to see her duel. And I do feel like culturally we're at a moment where culture wants women who are aging to just go way back and sit down. And I feel like my mother and Kathy Chalfant's performance, which I just think is exquisite, you know, says back to that culture, like, no, you go way back and sit down. We're not going to shut up.
And take your crocodile with you.
Take your crocodile with you.
Well, what a gift. Playwright Sarah Rule, her new production of For Peter Pan on her 70th birthday. Her mom played that role when she was a teen. It runs at the Playwrights Horizons Main Stage Theater in New York through October 1st. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your beautiful insights.